Leith Mullings coined the term Sojourner Syndrome to explain a similar but gender-specific high-effort coping behavioral strategy that Black women employ. She called it the Sojourner Syndrome because the behavior is similar to the extraordinary efforts made by Sojourner Truth to resist and overcome racial and gender oppression. Sojourner Truth was born into slavery around 1799. After she became a free woman in 1827, she transformed herself from a domestic servant into an abolitionist itinerant preacher. She began traveling across the country to share her message of empowerment, exemplifying both resilience and resistance against oppression and adversity. In 1851, she gave a speech commonly referred to as "Ain't I a Woman?" at a women's convention held in Akron, Ohio. Her speech addressed the responsibilities of African-American women that required them to work like men, to constantly ignore the stress of racial and gender discrimination, and to serve others at the expense of their own health. Painter, 1996. Mullings's research helped demonstrate that because of this active coping style, Black women, regardless of educational and socioeconomic status, are at higher risk of reproductive health consequences as compared with white women. Mullings, 2005. Sojourner syndrome is characterized by an obligation to be strong no matter what, to suppress displays of emotion, to be stoic in the face of physical and emotional pain, to be fiercely independent, not needing anyone and not asking for help, to succeed no matter what the obstacles or costs to her own health and well-being, and to put others' needs before her own. Mullings, 2000. It is comparable to John Henryism in its determination to succeed through hard work and effort in spite of any barriers and obstacles, racial or otherwise, to equality and success. While this active coping style has survival value and can lead to financial, educational, and social gains, it comes at a high price for health and well-being.